1027. Previously on Joe Berg's Hottest Breakfast Show.
Reverend Shona is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks. And you?
Yeah. You're very quiet over there. So we just turn this up. There we go.
Okay. Okay. Very, very soft.
Yes. Not as loud as us three here.
Oh, Simon.
And Simon, of course.
Always.
How are you this morning, anyway? You all right?
I'm very, very excited. And I thought instead of a drum roll this morning, you should have played the Pointer Sisters.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Because with it getting hotter, I thought I'd get my summer wardrobe out. And I tried on something yesterday that I haven't worn for 5 years, and it fitted me.
Hey.
I have to admit, I did a little dance around the room. So actually, it was a scarf, but I think it's a start.
Oh, Jonah. No, I don't think that, you know, tallies. No, I don't think so.
Anyway, today I want to talk about our bodies, the temporary housing of our souls. Because body image is a huge thing in the world in which we live. At the moment, many people, and I have to admit myself included, are talking about COVID weight, diets, and so on. And if you look at signboards, magazines, TV ads, Facebook posts, mostly they show people who are very slim if they're female, very muscular, sort of Tom Cruise type men if they're male. And one of the biggest industries is actually the weight loss industry. Mm-hmm. Now, I do agree it's good to be health conscious and a healthy weight. But I don't think it's good if we're constantly critical of our own bodies and try to live like we're movie stars. Because actually DNA codes differently and we're all different shapes and sizes. We have different genetics, as I said. I will never have a size 3 shoe and I'll never be a size 8. So while it's good to be healthy, I feel sometimes we put way too much, Johnny, that was for you, a pun, energy into what shape we are. And it can rob us of enjoying life. If we're constantly criticizing ourselves, counting calories, we can miss out on living. And of course, we won't go out confidently into the world. And I think confidence is something that makes us attractive.
Yes.
People living like this, and I think most of us do, we actually become obsessed with how we look. And it's really not all about how we look. People should be looking at who we are. And if people only like us because of how we look, then maybe they're not the people we should be hanging around with.
That's true.
Because it really is about how you are. Our bodies are actually truly amazing. All of our bodies, no matter what shape or size they are. We're made up of approximately 100 trillion cells.
Sure.
So our brains battle to comprehend that. That's 100,000 cells for every star in the Milky Way. Or, as I saw yesterday, the difference between a million seconds and a billion, and remember now this is a trillion, a million seconds is 11 days, a billion seconds, 31 and a half years. Shit. So I didn't actually sit down and work out what a trillion seconds was.
We forgive you.
And it all starts with the one cell being fertilized. In approximately 50 divisions, here we are. So all of us, no matter what shape or size, have amazing bodies made up of, as I said, approximately 100 trillion cells that carry out their functions without us even knowing. While you're listening, you're breathing, you're not forcing yourself to breathe, your heart's beating, digestive system working, the brain's making connections. We are truly and absolutely amazing. So today, instead of looking and seeing rolls or wrinkles, lumps or bumps, perhaps a grey hair. I can remember in my 20s pulling out a grey hair. Someone said you'll get 3 more. Don't look at the grey roots. Look at yourself and say, wow, this is the most amazing body. And go out confidently into the world. God bless.
Thanks for those words, Reverend Shona.
Hot 1027. Joburg's Hottest Breakfast Show. Delivered by The Courier Guy. They'd love to handle your package.